This is an RNIB talking book. Shifting into Overdrive, Dawson's Creek by C.J. Anders.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Shifting into Overdrive. Chapter 1. Dawson Leary lay with his head against the pillows and frowned as he watched the end of Thelma and Louise on videotape, gazing at the TV against the wall. "I ask you, Joey," he said as the credits began to roll, "what point was the filmmaker trying to make with this cop-out ending? I mean, two women who've just pillaged their way across the country decide to run their car off a cliff with themselves in it, which means..."
"No one but you cares what it means," his best friend, Josephine, better known as Joey, Potter, stated, from her spot next to him on his bed. "And they didn't pillage, Dawson. They plundered. They plundered idiotic men who deserved to be plundered."
"And they murdered," Dawson added.
"Oh, well, that," Joey said breezily.
"So why do girls love this movie?" Dawson asked. "It gives the illusion of depth, when really it..."
"I hate to break this to you, Dawson, since I know how fragile your psyche is. But the reason we love this movie is not because of its quasi-feminist bent or nihilistic ending. I can sum it up for you in two words, Dawson. And those two words are Brad Pitt." Joey made a grab for the remote and reran the movie until she found the scene of Brad Pitt kissing Gina Davis. "Now, this is art." She settled back against the pillows.